现在每次要看那个纸上的东西都要戴眼镜。
Nowadays, every time I have to look at something on paper, I have to wear glasses.
其实我非常不喜欢戴。
Actually, I really hate wearing glasses.
因为戴上眼镜之后，看下面就是一片模糊，看不清楚。
Because when I put it on, everything underneath is blurry.
可是不戴呢，又看不见纸上的字。
But if I don't wear, I can't see anything on the paper.
所以呢，希望大家能够往前面一点，这样能够看得清楚。
So we encourage brothers and sisters to move up. That way you can see clearer.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们每次来到你话语面前的时候，我们不能不承认自己的渺小。
Lord, every time we come before your word, we have to admit how small we are.
主啊，我们真的是在你的话语里面，你把你自己启示给我们的时候，我们从心里面要来赞美感叹主你是何等的伟大。
Lord, whenever you give us your word through the revelation of your spirit, we really have to thank you in our hearts.
主啊，若不是你帮助我们，若不是你把赐人智慧和启示的灵给我们，我们没有办法来认识你。
Lord, if you have not helped us, if you haven't given us the spirit of wisdom and understanding, we cannot know you.
主，所以我们求你来帮助我们。
Lord, so please help us.
求你自己越过我们的软弱。
Please step over our own weaknesses.
主，把你自己多多的启示给我们。
To abundantly reveal yourself.
让我们今天在你面前聚集的时候，你的话能够向我们敞开。
May your word be opened up to us when we gather before you today.
主啊，能够真真实实供应我们生命里面一切的需要。
So it can abundantly serve us in our life.
愿你的圣灵借着你的话在我们当中来做工。
And may your word do work in our life through your Holy Spirit.
当你的话向我们打开的时候，主，我们人就能够被你所光照，就能够被你所改变。
When your words are revealed to us, we can be changed and shined on by you.
求主恩待我们。
May you lead us.
恩待每一个在这里聚集在你面前等候的。
May you lead each and every one of us who are waiting upon you.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，今天我想分享的题目是像智慧的人。
The topic I want to share with brothers and sisters today is to be a man of wisdom.
我希望我问大家一个问题的时候不会冒犯你。
I hope that when I ask,
不是我说下面这句话的时候不会冒犯你。
I hope when I ask this question to brothers and sisters, it won't confuse you.
Offend
brothers and sisters.
就是呢，大家应该同意啊，就是在我们当中有智慧的不多。
Among us, the wise are not many.
或者说呢，我们都缺少智慧。
Or we can say we all lack wisdom.
如果你不同意的话，我问这个问题哈，我们当中认为自己有智慧的举下手，有没有？
If you disagree, I ask those of us who think they're very wise, please raise your hand.
有没有？
Is there anyone?
但是希望大家知道哈，这不是神的心意。
I hope everyone can understand this is not the Lord's heart.
神的心意呢是要让我们像他。
Our Lord's heart is for us to be conformed to His image.
神的旨意呢是要把我们磨成像他儿子的样式。
His will is to conform us to the image of His Son.
让我们像他一样，其中包括呢我们要像他一样有智慧。
To be like him, and part of that is to be wise like him.
我们都是神的儿女。
We're all sons and daughters of God.
神的心意或者说神在我们身上所要成就的是要让我们能够像他。
The only thing that God wants to accomplish in our lives is for us to be like him.
那我们的神是什么样的神？
So what kind of God is our God?
大家知道我们的神是满了慈爱、满了恩典、满了怜悯的神。
We know that our Lord is full of love, mercy, and grace.
我们的神是全然公义、全然圣洁的神。
He is righteous and He is clean.
他是无所不知、无所不能、无所不在的神。
He's just and he's omnipresent, omnipresent, and he knows everything.
我们也知道我们的神是智慧的神。
We also know He is a God of wisdom.
所以在圣经里面告诉我们说，
So in the Bible it tells us,
在哥罗西书第二章第三节。
In Colossians 2:3,
所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所以神不单单是慈爱、恩典、怜悯、圣洁、公义的神。
So not only is Lord full of love, grace, mercy, and justness.
神的属性当中也包括着智慧。
His character also includes wisdom.
唯独他有所有完美的智慧。
Only He has a perfect wisdom.
为了帮助我们认识他。
To help us understand Him.
圣经里面特别有几卷书被称作智慧书。
There are a few books in the Bible that are called the books of wisdom.
约伯记、诗篇、箴言、传道书和雅各。
Job, Psalm, Proverbs, James, and Psalms.
让我们知道我们的神是智慧的神。
To help us know that our Lord is the Lord of wisdom.
所以毫不奇怪，如果我们用现在大家都有手机，大家如果用手机去检索"智慧"这个词的话。
So strange that we all have cell phones today. If we all look up the word wisdom on our cell phone.
和合本里面"智慧"这个词一共出现了，我这上面怎么没有了？一共出现了将近300次。
If you look up the concordance, the word wisdom comes up about 300 times.
所以呢，如果我们要认识神，如果我们真的是希望神把我们磨成像他儿子耶稣基督的样式的话，
So if the Lord really wants to conform to the image of His Son Jesus Christ,
我们要认识神的智慧。
We have to understand and know God's wisdom.
我们也要得着神的智慧。
We have to obtain His wisdom.
神的智慧呢，首先彰显在他的创造里面。
His wisdom is first revealed in His ability to create.
在神的创造里面，我们可以看到到处都充满了神的智慧。
Through creation, we see that everything is filled and shown in God's wisdom.
所以无论呢，你是抬头，大家想象一下吧。如果我们来到，比方说我们离开现在我们居住的这个城市，我们来到旷野，来到这个山里面，或者来到河边的话。
Let's imagine for a moment if we moved away from the city and just went to the desert or by the lake.
我们可以看到神所创造的日月星辰。
We can see all the heavens and earth that God has created.
我们可以眺望远方雄伟的崇山峻岭。
We can look at the majestic mountains in the distance.
河流山川。
All the lakes and valleys.
平静的湖泊。
The still waters.
如果我们 低头仔细看的话，我们会看到神所创造的花草树木。
If we look down, we can see the beautiful trees and flowers that God has created.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹都去过樱花公园，今年或者樱花开的时候都去过樱花公园。
I'm sure that all brothers and sisters have gone to the cherry blossom park.
以前呢，我花粉过敏很严重的时候，我很想去，但是我不敢去。In
the past, when I had severe allergies, I really wanted to go, but I couldn't.
但是 今年不知道怎么，反正我就没有花粉过敏了。
Somehow this year I no longer had allergies.
神怜悯我。
God had mercy on me.
所以呢，我就可以去樱花公园。
So that I was able to go to Cherry Blossom Park.
当看到那些美丽的樱花的时候，
When I looked at those cherry blossoms,
特别是你要是仔细看的话，
If you truly look at them carefully,
你在一棵树底下，就仔细的凝视那一朵朵。 非常美丽的樱花的时候，
Under the tree, when you're observing and considering the one flower,
你多看一点细节的时候，
When you look at it carefully,
你会非常非常惊奇神的创造何等的充满了智慧。
You'll be in awe at God's full abundant wisdom.
美国有一个生物学家叫做乔治华盛顿·卡维尔。
There's a biologist in America called George Washington Carver.
大家知道这个人吗？
The brothers and sisters know him.
他说过这样一句话，他说，当我看到大自然的时候，
He said this one sentence, I love to think of nature.
让我最先想到的就是，这是一个无限制的广播电台。
He likes to think of it as an unlimited broadcasting station.
神呢, 借着这个广播电台, 每时每刻,
And through this broadcasting station, God is speaking to us every minute.
如果我们能够把那个频率调对的话, 神就借着这个电台, 每时每刻,
If we can correctly set the frequency, God will show us and speak to us through nature.
所以神的创造这个大自然呢, 时时刻刻在向我们彰显神创造的智慧, 神大能的智慧。
So God's creation consistently reminds us of His great wisdom.
来向我们启示他是独一智慧的神。
To help us understand that He is the only God of wisdom.
难怪诗篇的诗人 他有这样的诗说耶和华你造的何其多都是你用智慧造成的
So that's why in Psalms the psalmist said How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all The earth is full of your creatures
神的智慧不单单彰显在他的创造之上
Lord's wisdom is not only shown in his creation
神的智慧更彰显在他的救赎里面
His creation is also shown in his redemption
哥林多前书1章第21节说：“世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。”In
1 Corinthians 1:21, it says, "For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know Him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe."这里面呢，讲到神的智慧的另外一个方面。 In here, it talks about another aspect of God's wisdom.
那就是救赎,
redemption.
在这节圣经里面, 让我们看到, 有人的智慧, 有神的智慧, 关于拯救或救赎这方面, 有人的智慧, 有神的智慧。
In this passage, we see that regarding man's salvation, there are wisdom of man and wisdom of God.
这个世界上确实有很多有智慧的人, 我们不能不承认。
We cannot help but admit that there is wisdom in this world.
大家听有没有听说过这样一个故事，就是有一个少年人，他有一次来询问一个智者。
I wonder if brothers and sisters have heard this story. A young person once asked a person who was very wise.
问他说，我如何生活才能够让我活得愉快，也能够让周围的人愉快。
He asked him, "How should I live so that I can be happy and people around me can be happy?"
你有没有这样的？ 心愿就是我这一生既能够自己活得快乐，也能够呢让我周围的人快乐。
Have you had this desire before? You want to be happy for yourself and also people around you to be happy.
这是一个很美好的愿望。
This is a very great desire.
那智者说呢，我给你四句话。The wise person told him,
"I will give you 4 phrases."
你照着去做，你就能够自己愉快，别人愉快。
If you do these, you will get the desire of your heart.
第一句话,
First,
就是呢, 把别人当成你, 把他当成你。
First is to put treat others as yourself.
意思就是说呢, 当别人有痛苦的时候, 当别人有困难的时候, 你要感同身受。
Meaning when others are troubled or in suffering, you have to share that burden with them.
你要同情, 你要帮助。
You have to be compassionate and you have to help.
别人的痛苦就是你的痛苦。
The pain of others is your own pain as well.
把他当成你。
To see him or her as yourself.
第二句话呢,
and the second phrase.
就是把你当成他。
And to see yourself as him or her.
当你得意的时候,
when you're smug.
不要妄行。
Don't forget.
Don't overreact
when you're smug.
那么当你兴起的时候, 你不要张狂。
When you're excited, don't go crazy.
要考虑别人的感受。
You have to consider the feelings of others.
这就是呢, 把你当成别人。
This is to see others as yourself.
第三句话,
Third phrase.
把他当成他, 把别人当成别人,
to see the other people as other people.
要尊重别人,
to respect them.
不要轻易地冒犯别人,
Do not easily offend them.
最后一句,
and lastly,
大家知道了, 把你当成你, 把自己当成自己。
Well, and then the last phrase I think everyone knows, to treat yourself as yourself.
不要在随波逐流当中迷失了你自己。
Trying to accomplish things in life to lose yourself.
就短短的四句话,
just these four short phrases.
好有智慧啊。
Was very wise.
把我们在这个世上处世为人的方方面面几乎都概括了。
It covered all the things that we should behave and think in this world.
这叫做人的智慧。
This is the wisdom of man.
圣经告诉我们说，世人既凭自己的智慧，世人凭自己的智慧不认识神。
The Bible tells us, through the wisdom of man, they did not know him.
人最大的问题是什么？
What's the biggest problem with man?
人最大的问题是我们的罪和罪的工价就是死。
The biggest problem with man is that our sin and the wages of our sin is death.
人有很多的智慧。
Man does have a lot of wisdom.
但是没有办法解决我们罪和死的问题。
But we cannot resolve our own sin and death.
当一个人不认识人，不认识神，还活在罪恶过犯中的时候。
When a person do not know God and is still living in sin.
我们的在神的面前，我们就是一个罪人的地位，我们的结局就是死。
Then in the face of God, our status is a sinner, and our wages will be death.
我们就是在黑暗里面。
We are in the darkness.
我们在神的面前就是一个愚昧的人。
In front of God, we are just a foolish person.
让我们想想人是如何堕落的。
Let's think about how depraved are men.
岂不是因为想要跟神一样有智慧，结果就吃了神所不允许人所吃的分别善恶树上的果子吗？
Was it not because we wanted to be as wise as God, so we ate the fruit on the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
人的堕落恰恰就是想要变得像神一样有智慧而开始的。
Our sin originated from the fact that we wanted to be as wise as God.
亚当夏娃吃了那个树上的果子，本来以为呢，果子可以使他们有智慧。
When Adam and Eve ate the fruit off of the tree, they thought it would give them wisdom.
却不知，他们吃了那个果子，就和神智慧的源头断绝了。
Little did they know that as soon as they did that, they cut off the source of wisdom.
从他们犯罪的那一个时候开始
，From that moment when they sinned,
人就堕入在黑暗里面。
Man has been falling into darkness.
人就有洁净的。变成污秽的。
Man became from clean to dirty.
就从生命堕落到死亡里面。
From life to death.
也就从呢智慧的变成了愚昧的。
And from wisdom into foolishness.
所以圣经里面说，耶利米书四章二十二节，耶和华说：“我的百姓愚昧，不认识我。”
So that's why in Jeremiah 4:22 it says, "My people are fools; they do not know me."
他们是愚昧无知的儿女。
They are senseless children.
有智慧行恶，没有智慧，没有知识行善。
They have no understanding. They're skilled in doing evil. They know not how to do good.
这是人堕落以后的在神眼中的情形。
This is a condition of man after they have fallen in the eyes of God.
他们没有智慧。
They don't have wisdom.
也叫做呢，在圣经里面智慧的反面就是愚昧。
On the other side, in the Bible, the antonym of wisdom is foolishness.
所以当圣经说一个人是愚昧的时候
，So when we say that a person is foolish,
就是说这个人没有智慧。
It's to say that he has no wisdom.
所以堕落的人有智慧行恶，却没有知识行善。
They're skilled in doing evil. They know not how to do good.
这是人的情形。
This is a condition of man.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
人堕落了，神要救赎。
Man has fallen, and God wants to save us.
但这里有一个非常大的问题。
But there's a big problem here.
因为神不单单是慈爱怜悯的神。
Because not only is God a loving and compassionate God.
神也是公义圣洁的神。
He's also just and righteous.
按照神的慈爱，他要拯救人。
According to his love, he wants to save us.
但是按照神的公义圣洁，他要审判人。
But because of his justness and righteousness, he has to judge us.
都在人的身上，神一方面要来救人，一方面呢，他的公义又不允许他救人。
On the one hand, he wants to save us, but on the other hand, he couldn't because of his righteousness.
那神的智慧就在这里显现出来。
So his wisdom is manifested here.
圣经告诉我们说，这是神救赎的智慧。
The Bible tells us this is the wisdom of redemption.
就是呢，神让他的儿子耶稣基督为我们、为世人、为罪人钉死在十字架上。
And that is for his son to be nailed on the cross for people of all nations.
因着耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。
Because Jesus Christ was nailed onto the cross.
罪得了审判。
Sin was judged.
神为我们、神的儿子为我们付了罪的公价。
And God's own Son paid the price for all of our sins.
使人呢，因着相信耶稣基督，接受耶稣基督的救恩，可以得到拯救。
So that through belief of His work of salvation, we can be saved.
这对我们很多人来讲，可能像是老生常谈。
So to many of us, this might seem like old news.
但是我真盼望神这个时候能够再次把他的爱、把他的智慧，借着十字架，可以活化在我们心里。
I pray that God can really use His wisdom through His cross to make this passage real for us.
这样一件我们听了又听、听了又听的事，神说这是神的智慧。
This thing that we've heard over and over again, Lord has called wisdom.
这是世人所低看的。
This is the people of earth, what people of the world have contempted.
但是也是世人认为是愚拙的。
And they think it's foolish.
但是却是圣经一再要告诉我们的。
But this is the very thing that the Bible wants to tell us.
因为是在十字架上。
Because on the cross.
神的公义和神的慈爱完美的结合。
God's love and His judgment have.
本来是不可调和的两件事情，一个是人必定死，另外一个是神要救人脱离死。如今在十字架上竟然能够调和一起。
Before the two things didn't mix. God wanted to judge, but God wanted to save us. The two things couldn't mix together.
这是神救赎的智慧。
This is the wisdom that God has regarding redemption.
所以圣经说，神使耶稣基督成为我们的智慧。
That's why the Bible says the Lord through Jesus Christ has become wisdom.
公义、圣洁、救赎。
Justness, righteousness, and redemption.
为着神这样的智慧，天使。在天上都要不断的敬拜。
And because of this, all the creatures in heaven fell before their faces and worshiped God.
圣经告诉我们说，天使都一直要仔细考察神要如何的救人。
The Bible tells us that the angels are continuously considering how the Lord is saving us.
当他们看到神的儿子居然甘心乐意的为我们钉在十字架上，用他的血来救赎我们的时候。天使要不住的赞美神。
When the angels saw that the Lord was actually willing to have His Son nailed to the cross for our sake, they were astounded.
将来我们到天上赞美神的时候。
In the future, when we go to heaven to praise God,
我们怎么赞美他呢
？How should we do it?
启示录给我们看到一点点。
Revelation has given us a little glimpse.
在启示录。第七章第十一节第十二节那里面告诉我们说众天使都站在宝座和众长老并赐活物的周围在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神说
In Revelation 7, chapter 7 verse 11-12 it says All the angels are standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures
Amen 颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。
They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our Lord, to our God forever and ever." Amen.
我们所要赞美、要敬拜的神，无论是现在还是在永世里面，他是荣耀的，他是智慧的，他是尊贵的，他是有权柄的，他是大能大力的。
The Lord that we worship today or in eternity, He is a God of glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power, and strength.
而且圣经告诉我们说，我们的神不单单是智慧的神，他也按照他的形象和样式造了我们这些人。
The Bible also tells us not only is He a God of wisdom, He's also created us in His own image.
他让我们像他, 其中也包括呢, 像他一样, 是有智慧的人。
And part of His creation in us is partly to be like Him, to be to have some wisdom.
神的旨意呢, 是要让他的儿女能够如同智慧的人。
His will is for His children to have wisdom.
以弗所书5章15节, 你们要谨慎行事, 不要像愚昧人, 当像智慧的人。
Ephesians 5:15 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise."
告诉我们说, 当我们得救了之后,
it tells us that after we have been saved,
如果我们行事为人不谨慎的话,
if we're not careful about how we live,
我们可能还像得救之前一样,
it's very possible that we're just like we were before we were saved.
如果我们不小心的话, 我们就会像过去一样是一个愚昧的人。
If we're not careful, we'll be just like our old self, the foolish one.
说得更准确一点, 不是是个愚昧, 是像愚昧的人一样。
A more accurate way of saying is, it's not that we were foolish, it's as if we behave like we were foolish.
但神呢是要让我们像智慧的人。
But God wants us to be men of wisdom.
智慧的人是什么样子?
What kind of man is a man of wisdom?
智慧的人有什么样的表现呢?
What kind of characteristics do men of wisdom have?
第一个表现, 智慧的人, 圣经应该是有很多, 我只想到了下面这几点。 第一点, 一个智慧人他的第一个表现,
There are many different ways of manifesting wisdom. The Bible has recorded many different ones, but I thought of a few. And the first one is
明白圣经,
understanding scripture.
哥林多后书3章15节,
2 Corinthians 3:15. In 2 Timothy it says, "And how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus."
一个有智慧的人, 首先是一个明白神话的人。
A person who has wisdom, first and foremost, he has to know the scriptures of God.
这圣经呢, 让人能够有得救的智慧。
This Bible gives us knowledge of our Lord.
神为什么把圣经给我们?
Why did God give us the Bible?
神为什么让我们要读圣经, 要明白圣经呢?
Why is he requiring us to read the Bible to understand it?
因为在神的话里面, 我们能够明白得, 我们能够有得救的智慧。
Because in His Word, we have the knowledge of salvation.
不单单是让我们得救, 脱离了罪的刑罚。
Not only is it for us to be saved and to be free from the sin,
也能够让我们的灵魂得以救赎。
And also to renew our spirit.
如果我们去看主耶稣的话,
When we look at our Lord Jesus,
里面满了得救的智慧。
He is full of the knowledge of redemption.
他告诉我们说, 不要为我们这个, 不要为必朽坏的食物劳力, 要为能够存到永远的食物劳力。
He said, "Do not worry about the things that do not have eternal value, but worry about the things that do."
这是什么? 这是得救的智慧。
This is the wisdom of salvation.
他告诉我们说, 那个能够杀身体, 不能杀灵魂的, 不要怕。
He says, "Do not fear those things that can kill the flesh."
唯有那既杀身体, 又杀灵魂的, 你们才要怕。
But do fear the one who can judge and destroy the spirits.
圣经主耶稣还说, 凡为要保全生命的, 就要失去生命, 凡为我的缘故, 失去生命的, 就要得到生命。
Lord also said, those who tries to keep their life will lose it, and those who don't will keep it.
这也都是得救的智慧。
These are all wisdom of salvation.
都在圣经里面。
These are all in the Bible.
一个智慧的人, 首先是一个明白神话语的人。
A person who is wise, first and foremost, have to understand God's words.
在使徒行传4章12节,
In Acts 4:12,
告诉我们说除他以外别无拯救, 因为天下人间没有赐下别的名, 我们可以靠着得救。
Acts 4:12 says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved."
是神的话让我们得到这些得救的智慧。
It is by God's word that we gain the wisdom of his salvation.
得救的人的第二个表现。
The second characteristic of a person who is truly saved.
就是呢表现在言语之上。
Is the wisdom of speech.
或者说呢就是会讲话的人。
A person, another way of saying is a person who knows how to talk, who knows how to speak.
诗篇第四十九篇第三节说你们啊，我口要说智慧的言语，我心要想通达的道理。
Psalm 49 verse 3 says, "My mouth will speak words of wisdom; the utterance from my heart will give understanding."
箴言十二章第十八篇说，说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头能为医人的良药。
Proverbs 12:18 says, "Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing."
箴言二十五篇第十一节说，一句话说的合宜，就如金苹果。
Proverbs 25:11 says, "A word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver."
圣经里面到处都是告诉我们说，我们讲话要讲智慧的言语。
The Bible tells us all over the place that when we speak, we ought to speak in wisdom.
有智慧的言语能够带给别人带来祝福。一句话说得好，不但能够帮助别人，其实也能够造就自己。
So we have to be sound in speech, and appropriate phrase can be really beneficial to others.
一句良言可以给忧伤的心带来安慰。
A sentence of comfort can give people comfort.
可以给一个消沉的人带来激励。
To give a sullen person a hope.
就好像金苹果在银网子里一样。
Just like how apples of gold and settings of silver.
金苹果就是形容一句合宜的话。
Apples of gold is describing a perfect sentence.
银网子就代表听话人的心。
A settings of silver represents the heart of the listener.
我们的心就像一个网子一样，是用来盛装，可以用来盛装东西的。
Our heart is sort of like a net that can contain things.
那我们往别人的心里面放什么东西？
So what are we putting in other people's hearts?
如果我们话讲得好，
If we are sound in speech,
就好像把金苹果放在银网子里，那是一个非常美丽的图画。
So it's like we're putting apples of gold in the settings of silver. It's a very beautiful thing.
如果我们说的不好，就好像把烂苹果放在人家的网子里面。
If we do not, it's as if we're giving rotten apples to their hearts.
我们讲话就要小心。
So we have to be careful when we speak.
很多人去过福音营就听过这个笑话。
Many people who went to gospel camp have heard this joke.
有一个人总是乱说话。
There's one person who is always saying crazy things.
所以他每次出门，他媳妇都特别紧张。
So every time he went out of his house, his wife was very nervous.
生怕他又说错了话。
Afraid that he will say the wrong things again.
结果有一次呢，他们的邻居的儿子满月。
So one time, his neighbor's baby is past 1 month.
请左邻右舍去他们家去喝满月酒。
And invited the neighbors to go and have wine with them.
所以这位老兄出门之前呢，他媳妇千叮咛万嘱咐说：“你今天千万什么话都不要说，人家是喜事，你一说话就惹祸，你千万不要讲话。”
So when this fellow, before this fellow went over, his wife told him, "Whatever you do, don't speak anything, because as soon as you speak, you offend other people."
所以他就跟他媳妇保证，我今天绝对不说话，然后就去了。
So he promised his wife that when he goes today, he won't say anything.
结果他果然说到做到。
And he actually accomplished what he vowed to do.
从头到尾，他一句话都没说。
From the beginning to the end, he didn't say anything.
宴会结束了，大家出门了，主人呢在门口一个一个送人。
Even when the gathering was over and everyone was leaving, and the owner of the house was greeting everybody on the way out.
他走到门口的时候，对人家说：“今天我一句话都没说。”
When he went to the door and told the other person, "Today I didn't say anything."
所以你儿子死了，不要怪我。
So, So if your son dies, don't blame me.
这就叫做没有智慧。
This is a example of not being wise.
也许没有恶意。
Perhaps he had no harmful meaning.
我们讲话常常也是这样，我们讲话可能本来没有恶意，甚至是出于好心。
I feel like we're the same sometimes. Sometimes when we speak, we don't have harmful intentions.
但是我们缺少智慧的话语。
But we lack the guidance of wisdom.
我们读圣经的话。
When we read the Bible.
我们看主耶稣的话。
We look at the words that our Lord Jesus said.
我们看到主耶稣他所讲的话永远是给人带来安慰。
We see that all the words he said were to give people comfort,
带来爱,
to give them love,
带来盼望,
to give them hope,
带来力量,
to give them strength.
求神也帮助我们。
May Lord help us also.
雅各书说，原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的舌头。
James chapter 1 verse 5 said, If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding faults, and it will be given to him.
所以我们的话语非常重要，神也非常看重我们说话。
So our speech is very important, and God really cares about how we speak.
再往下看是讲到智慧的时候，圣经里面讲到智慧的时候，常常呢也是指一个人，一个人有智慧，常常也是说这个人他有非常渊博的学识。
As we go on, we also
有很高的悟性，这叫有智慧。
As we go on, we also realize that when a person is full of wisdom, one of the things that is that he also has the wisdom of knowledge.
这一点啊，对于特别是对于在学校还在上学的。是非常非常的重要。我们常常说跟神求智慧聪明，其实就是这个意思。
This is particularly important for people who are in school. When we often ask God for wisdom, this is what it's talking about.
列王记上四章二十九节。
First Kings chapter 4 verse 29.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙，不可测量。
God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight, and the breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore.
三十三节、三十四节，他讲论草木，自黎巴嫩的香柏树直到墙上长的牛膝草，又讲论飞禽走兽、昆虫水族。天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，就都差人来听他的智慧话。
First King chapter 4 verse 33 and 34.Verse 33 to 34. He described plant life from the cedars of Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of walls. He also taught about animals and birds, reptiles and fish. Men of all nations came to listen to Solomon's wisdom, sent by all the kings of the world who had heard of his wisdom.
如果只看这几节圣经，你觉得所罗门是什么人？
Just by looking at these few verses, what kind of person do you think Solomon is?
植物学家。
Is a... plant scholar, botanist.
他是昆虫学家。
He's a person who studies insects.
动物学家。
A biologist.
他就是一个科学家，对不对？
He's a scientist.
所以他有非常非常渊博的学识。
So he has very great knowledge.
神说他是一个智慧的人。
Lord says he is a person of wisdom.
是神给他这么广博的智慧。
It is God who gave him such broad knowledge, wisdom.
诗篇十九篇第一节说：“诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。”
Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God; the skies proclaim the work of His hands."
一个真正认识神所创造的自然的人，他是一个智慧的人。
A person who knows that the creation of God's nature.That person is wise.
能够看得见这个智慧背后的创造主的，他是一个智慧的人。
Person who is able to see the creator behind the creation, that man is wise.
清教徒说神给我们两本书。
The Puritans say that God has given us two books.
一本是圣经。
One is the Bible.
另一本呢就是大自然。
The other one is nature.
无论是诗篇第十九篇，还是罗马书第一章，还有圣经许多许多其他的地方，都教导我们这一点。
Whether it's Psalm 19 or Romans 1, many places in the Bible teaches us this.
所以呢，清教徒他们除了好好的读圣经之外，他们也努力的学习数学、天文学、其他的自然科学，甚至哲学、外语、历史，还有非基督徒他们的学术的成果。
So the Puritans not only did they study the Word of God, they also learned a lot about math, science, biology, all kinds of other things.
虽然这些成果他们不等于真理。
Even though these things they do not consider truth.
但是他们可以在神的话语的光照之下来研究这一切，因为呢，这些里面有真理的成分。
But they can use God's words to study this because there's a grain of truth in this.
这就是为什么清教徒到了北美之后六年的时候，当他们生活还非常非常艰难的时候，他们就创办了今天的哈佛大学。
This is why when the Puritans came to the United States, they created the University of Harvard.
神借着大自然向我们启示他自己。
Through nature, God has revealed himself to us.
我们需要神给我们的智慧，能够明白神的创造，借着这些呢，帮助我们认识这位创造的主。
We need God's wisdom to help us understand the God that created heaven and earth.
所以这一点呢，对于学生，对于研究自然科学的，对于搞 science 都非常非常的重要，我们需要神给我们智慧。
So this is particularly important for students who are studying math and science. We need God to give us wisdom.
我们不要做愚昧的。
Do not be foolish people.
我举一个例子，大家有多少人认为进化论是在宣扬人是猴子变的？
I want to ask brothers and sisters questions.
如果你想到进化论，你是不是马上想到进化论说人是猴子变的？
How many people believe that According to evolution, men were transformed from monkeys.
我们跟福音朋友传福音的时候，如果讲到进化论，常常就说进化论说人是猴子变的，这个不合理。
When we speak to non-believers, we often tell them evolution tells us that man came from monkeys.
其实进化论没有说人是猴子变的。
And actually, evolution never said that.
人进化论是说人猿同祖，就说人。跟猿没有猴子的事哈，人和猿是有相同的祖先。然后呢，这个祖先不断进化之后，变成了两个分支，一个分支变成了人，另外一个分支变成了猿。
Evolution told us that man had a common ancestry, but after a while it split into two, one to man, one to monkeys.
进化论从来没有说人跟猴子有直接的关系。
Evolution never said man and monkeys have direct relationship.
那是为了我不知道是什么原因，可能是为了使进化论好理解，有这样形象比喻的说法。其实进化论本身从来没有说人是猴子变的。
Perhaps that was a way of to make the idea of evolution more attractive or more easy to understand. But originally, this was never mentioned in evolution.
进化论只是说人跟猿是亲戚，因为他们有共同的祖先。
Evolution only said men and the monkeys are kins because they have similar ancestry.
所以如果我们这样，如果我们用了错误的知识去跟懂的这个还不信主的人去传福音的时候，你知道是适得其反。
So when we use this imperfect knowledge to spread the gospel to non-believers, this is a risk.
所以我们要成为智慧人，这里面也包括如果神让我们在科学的领域里面的时候，我们需要真的神给我们这方面的智慧，让我们真正能够明白神所创造的自然。
So to be people of wisdom, we also need to ask God to give us the knowledge of science, so that we can say things accurately.
好，下面还有哈，讲到一个智慧人的表现的时候，圣经里面很多地方让我们看到什么样是一个智慧的人呢？就是这个人，他有一些特殊的技能，他。刚才讲到啊，智慧的言语是会说话。圣经里面也告诉我们说，会做事的也叫有智慧。
So when it comes to the characteristic of a person of wisdom, some of us also have the wisdom of works.
就是呢，一批特别心灵手巧的人，这叫有智慧。
It's a particular group of very skilled craftsmen.
尤其呢，这在建造会幕、建造这个圣殿的时候特别明显。
Especially this was very apparent when they were building the tabernacle and the temple.
出埃及第35:31说，又以神的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、聪明、知识，能做各样的工。
In Exodus 35:31 it says, "And he has filled him with the Spirit of God with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts."
35:30说，耶和华使他们的心满有智慧，怎么样呢？能做各样的工，无论是雕刻的工。巧匠的工，用蓝色、紫色、朱红线色和细麻绣花的工，并机匠的工，他们都能做，也能想出奇妙的工。
Exodus 35:35. He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as craftsmen, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen.And weavers, all of them master craftsmen and designers.
看这些能工巧匠，他们是什么呢？神说他们心里面是蛮有智慧。
These craftsmen, God said, they were full of wisdom.
神也用这样的这一些蛮有智慧的、特别会做事的人来祝福他的教会，来祝福他的家。
Lord has also
来做他的工。
Lord has also used these wise craftsmen and designers.To bless his nation and church.
大家有没有注意到我们教会房顶那两个警报器？
Has brothers and sisters noticed the two fire alarms up there in the back?
有没有想过怎么装上去的？
Have you considered how they ended up being up there?
教宗知道，对吗？是谁装上去的？
Who put them up there?
啊？ Arthur.对，是 Arthur， 他那个没有那么高的鹰架可以爬上去的。
Arthur， there is no ladder that can go up that high。
他是爬上去的。
He climbed up there。
赤手空拳，对不对
？Using his bare feet。
怎么上去的
？No， how did you get up there？
这是非常难以非常难的事。
This is a very difficult task。
但是呢，神说，在神的家里面。神预备有一批这样有智慧的、特别心灵手巧的人，可以来做他的工。
But in the house of God, God has prepared this particular group of craftsmen and designers.
好，我们再往下看。
As we go on,、
在《申命记》1:13。
In Deuteronomy, chapter 1:13.
那里说，你们要按照各支派选举有智慧、有见识。为众人所认识的，我立他们为你们的首领。
Choose some wise, understanding, and respected men from each of your tribes, and I will set them over you.
34:9.
Chapter 34 of Deuteronomy, verse 9.
嫩的儿子约书亚，因为摩西曾按手在他头上，他就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人便听从他，照着耶和华吩咐摩西的行了。
Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses.
这里面这两节里面讲到的智慧呢，是讲到说能够有管理治理神的家的智慧。
The kind of wisdom that the Bible is talking about here is the wisdom of management.
或者说做领袖的智慧，做首领的智慧。
Or in another way to say it, is to be a person of that is able to govern, to manage.
他们因为被神的圣灵所充满，所以他们知道如何来治理神的百姓，如何来管理神的家。
Because they were filled with the Spirit, they were able to know how to manage and govern God's family.
耶路撒冷刚刚开始的时候，那时候有几千人。
When Jerusalem first began, there was a few thousand people.
非常非常多的人。
Very a great number of people.
而且呢，因为是几千人，所以呢，非常就是说，弟兄姐妹有各种各样的背景。
Because there were thousands of people, that all the brothers and sisters had different backgrounds.
非常的不一样，其中有一批人是一直 就生活在耶路撒冷，生活在犹太教里面，他们遵守呢犹太人的各种的风俗习惯，他们读的圣经的语言呢是用亚兰文和希伯来文写的。
A group of them were very educated and they lived in that land for a long time and their languages were Aramaic and Hebrew.
他们到安息日的时候都要去圣殿去敬拜。
So during Sabbath, they all go to the temple to worship.
另外一批呢是一直都住在耶路撒住在巴勒斯坦之外的。他们是因为五旬节到巴勒斯坦啊到耶路撒冷来过节的时候他们得救了留在耶路撒冷聚会。
Well, the other group were living outside and during Passover they would come in to worship.
这一批人呢他们是讲希腊话用的是希腊他们讲的是希腊的话他们的文化他们的风俗都是随从希腊人的 文化和风俗他们读的圣经是希腊文的其实是一本的圣经。
And this group of people spoke and read Greek, and all their traditions and habits came from that.
是完全不同的背景。
The backgrounds between these two groups are completely different.
几千人这样聚集的时候，自然而然就会有一些困难，有一些难处。
Thousands of people gathered in this manner naturally would have some problems and conflicts.
其中一个很大的难处，使徒行传告诉我们说呢，就是呢。在供给的事上，这些讲希伯来语的寡妇，他们没有得到当得的照顾。
One common conflict that they had was that the widows among these people they were often neglected.
以至于呢，这些说希伯来话的弟兄姐妹，他们就开始有怨言，开始抱怨。
So that the people who spoke Hebrew started to complain and gripe.
他们找使徒去抱怨，说他们的寡妇没有得到照应。
They went to the apostles and accused them of not being taken care of the widows.
今天也是一样，我们很多很多的难处，很多很多的矛盾，其实呢，都是因为我们的背景啊、文化呀、种族啊、国籍呀、语言呐、生活习惯等等等等，我们都太不一样了。
Today we also have conflicts because our background, language, education, location were all different.
当初的教会是怎么解决这个问题的呢？是找谁来解决这样的问题呢？
How did the early church resolve this problem?
使徒行传六章第三节，使徒对弟兄们说：“说所以弟兄们，当从你们当中选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们。”管理这事。
It says in Acts 6, verse 3, Brothers, choose seven men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them.
从你们当中选七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
To choose seven men who are known to be full of Spirit and wisdom.
是，这里面讲到智慧充足的人的时候，讲到说是被圣灵充满，然后智慧充足。
When it talks about being full of the Spirit, it's talking about to be full of the Spirit and wisdom.
我又发现，刚才我们读的就是建造会幕的时候，后来我们讲到说，现在我们读到这个神管理神家的时候，讲到智慧的时候，都要加上了。被圣灵所充满。
Earlier, when we were talking about building the tabernacle, and now we were talking about to be full of spirit.
被圣灵充满讲到的是一种不是一时的，乃是更好的翻译是说有圣灵住在里面的，是一种常态，一直活在圣灵里面。这种常态叫做呢被圣灵充满。
To be full of the spirit is the better way of saying it is.Not to be at one time filled with the Spirit, but always be full of the Spirit.
就告诉我们说，神是怎么把智慧赐给我们呢？乃是借着他的圣灵把智慧赐给我们。
And it tells us the God grants His wisdom through His Spirit.
离开了神的圣灵，没有神的智慧。
Away from His Spirit, we have no wisdom.
所以呢，在很多圣经、很多其他的很多地方讲到，都告诉我们说。当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们就成为一个智慧充足的人。
So that's why in the Bible, in many places, when it says when we are filled with the Spirit, we are wise.
不论我们做什么，无论我们 行事为人，我们学习，我们工作，我们在家里面，不论什么，真正一个有智慧的人，其实是神的灵在他的里面。
So whether we study or work, or we're at home or outside, a person who is wise is full of the Spirit.
所以保罗向以弗所弟兄对以弗所弟兄姐妹的祷告，他为他们祷告的时候说，求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
So that's why Paul's prayer for the church of Ephesus was that the Lord Jesus Christ, the glory of Father, may give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
神的灵是一个什么样的灵？神的灵是赐人智慧和启示的灵。
What kind of spirit is God? He's a God that gives us wisdom.
没有神的灵在我们里面，我们没有被神的灵所充满的时候，其实我们离智慧还是差得很远很远。
So if we're not filled with God's spirit, and actually we're still very far from being wise.
这就是其实这就是智慧跟恩赐的不同，你会发现。
And this is the difference between wisdom and blessing.
一个人可以有很大的恩赐，但是呢，却是活在肉体里面。
Spirit and gift. A person can have many gifts, but can still live in foolishness.
哥林多教会有许许多多的问题，为什么？因为他们在各样的恩赐上都不缺乏，但是呢，他们却有很大的肉体，所以呢，恩赐不是问题，肉体才是他们的问题。
So the problem with the Corinthians was not that they were lacking gifts, but because they were in the flesh, and that was the problem.
但是智慧的不同。
But the wisdom was always not there.
因为一个有真正有智慧的人，其实乃是被神的灵所充满的。
Because actually, the person who is wise ought to be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以我们非常非常真的是渴慕盼望我们在神的面前能够成为一个有智慧的人。
So we really hope that before God we can become men and women that are wise.
如何能够成为一个有智慧的人？
How do we become a person that is wise?
箴言三章第十节我们都很熟悉的告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
We're all very familiar withProverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
圣经里面满了这样的话。
The Bible is filled with words like these.
诗篇第111篇第十节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Psalm 111 says to fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
凡遵守他命令的是聪明人，耶和华是永远当赞美的。
Verse 10 of chapter 110 of Psalm. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise.
敬畏神在这个词在圣经当中一共也出现了200多次。
So the phrase "the fear of the Lord" also appears in the Bible about 200 times.
因为敬畏神是智慧的开端，我们这是敬畏神是一个人成为智慧人的起点。
Because the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
敬畏神就是把神来当成神，就是呢。能够认识到因为我们的神是全然全知全能全然公义全然圣洁的神，而能够把自己交在他大能的权柄之下。
The fear of the Lord is to treat the Lord as Lord and know that he is the righteous, the just, and to treat him this way in our own eyes.
在世界上的人他们不认识神，他们也不敬畏神。
The people of the world, they don't know him and they don't revere him.
他们甚至用神的名来咒诅人。
They use God's name to curse people.
但是我们这些蒙恩得救的神的儿女，
But to those of us who are saved by grace,
我们也常常缺少敬畏神的心。
We also often lack the fear of God.
因为如果我们真正敬畏神的心，你会发现有很多话我们就不敢说，很多事我们不敢做，
Because if we truly fear the Lord, there are many things we wouldn't say, there are many places we wouldn't go, there are many things that we wouldn't do, and many things that we would not go.
教会之所以常常软弱,
because the church is so weak at times.
其中有一个很大的原因就是缺少对神的敬畏。
One of the reasons is that there's a lack of fear of the Lord.
当初的耶路撒冷的教会之所以那么兴旺，之所以有那么强的见证，之所以让周围的人都惧怕其中一个非常重要的原因，就是敬畏神。
One of the reasons that the church of Jerusalem was so powerful and had so influential around the region was that they feared God.
当我们敬畏神的时候，世人看到神在我们当中就会敬畏神。
When we fear the Lord, when the people of the world see us, they will give thanks to the Lord too.
虽然他们不认识神,
even though they do not know him.
但是就像当初在耶路撒冷那些人一样，他们会敬畏。
But just like the people in the time of Jerusalem, they will fear God as well.
因为他们看到神在他的子民当中做了何等大的事。
Because they see what kind of works that God has done in his people.
要得到智慧，从敬畏神开始, 这只是第一步。
To gain wisdom of God, to fear him, that's the first step.
圣经也告诉我们说, 我们要求。
The Bible also tells us we have to ask.
我们要向神求智慧。
We should ask God for wisdom.
雅各书 1章5节说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，就当求那厚赐于众人也不斥责人的神，主必赐给他，主就必赐给他。James
1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generally to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
若有缺少智慧的，就要向神求。If
you lack wisdom, you must ask God.
神就必赐给他。God
will give it to you.
最好的例子就是所罗门。
The best example is Solomon.
他接替大卫做了王, 神向他显现说, 你要我赐给你什么?
So when he became king, God appeared to him and said, what do you want?
千载难逢的好机会, 神来问他, 你要什么? 可以跟我求。
What a great thing that the Lord asked him, ask whatever you want.
所罗门对他说, 求你赐我智慧聪明。
Solomon told him, give me the wisdom and knowledge.
告诉我们说我们是可以向神来求智慧求聪明的。
And tells us that we can ask our Lord for God for wisdom and knowledge.
然后呢, 神看我们的动机是什么?
And then God looks at our motivation.
如果像我们像所罗门一样, 向神求这个智慧使他可以管理, 按照他的心意来管理以色列民的时候, 神就欢欢喜喜地把智慧赐给他。
So when Solomon asked for the wisdom and knowledge to be able to lead God's people, the Lord was very joyful.
同样, 如果我们向神求智慧, 不是呢, 为了我们自己, 不是为了呢, 让我们显得比别人更聪明, 而是呢, 让我们可以更好地来服侍神, 能够服侍弟兄姐妹, 能够使神的旨意成就在 我们身上成就在教会的时候, 神也要把我们所求的智慧来赐给我们。
In the same way, when we ask for wisdom and knowledge, our motivation must not be selfish, not for our own gain, but to be able to serve and to be consistent with God's will, to serve the brothers and sisters.
刚才前面我提到那个叫做 George Washington Carver 的那个人。
Earlier when I mentioned George Washington Carver,
那 大家有时间呢可以读他的故事，他是一个非常好的见证，他是美国第一个得到硕士学位的黑人。
If you have time, I encourage you to read. He is the first black man to receive a master's in America.
他的故事非常非常的吸引人。
His story is very attractive to people.
更重要的是，他是一个在神面前
More importantly, he was a man who was living before God.
他说他每天早上4点钟起床。
He said that every day he woke up at 4 in the morning.
然后到树林里面祷告。
And he went to pray in the forest.
在跟神祷告的过程中, 他向神求给他智慧。
during the process of prayer to praying to God, he asked God for wisdom.
在有一次祷告的时候, 神跟他讲说, 重话声。
So one time when he was praying, God told him.
然后他却跟他的导师讲说, 他要帮助美国南部的黑人种花生。 让他们脱离贫困的时候, 他导师非常吃惊, 因为那个时候都是种棉花, 黑人在南方都是种棉花。
When he asked his proctor, his teacher, he wanted to study plants.
Plant peanuts.
而不是棉花, not cotton.
他非常非常的有确据, 为什么? 因为他知道神把这个智慧已经给了他, 让他能够, 他一方面是生物学家, 另一方面他每天, 都跟神, 他有一个敬畏神的心, 他每天都跟神祷告, 然后在树林里说, 别人都在睡觉的时候, 那个时候他能够非常亲, 非常跟神能够非常的亲近, 以至于呢, 他常常心里面有,
He was very sure. So while he was a biologist, but he also had a very intimate relationship with God. Every day when he went to the forest to pray, he drew near to God.
所以他对美国的花生叶, 他对美国黑人的影响是没有办法, 没有办法, 没有办法, 没有办法低估的, 这个人的影响非常非常大, 所以大家, 我非常建议大家有时间去好好读他的故事。
So in terms of peanuts and African Americans in America, there's nothing bad to say about him. We are encouraged, brothers and sisters, to read up on him.
他真的是一个有智慧的人。他不单单是他有科学的知识这方面的智慧, 他也有得救的智慧, 他也有言语的智慧。
He truly had the wisdom of knowledge, the wisdom of management, and the wisdom of speech.
愿神 也帮助我们, 能够帮助他的每一个儿女, 让我们在他面前, 都有一个智慧的心。
May Lord help each and every one of us, his sons and daughters, to have a heart of wisdom.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
Okay. 主啊, 我们感谢你, 因为
Lord, we thank you really because you are willing to reveal yourself to us. You also give us your own characteristics so that we can become more like you. You also give us grace so that we can be wise and not foolish.
求你帮助我们在我们一生之中, 主我们可以常常蒙你自己的圣灵的光照, 蒙你圣灵的带领, 我们可以在你面前, 在世人面前, 都成为一个有智慧的人。
May you help us through your spirit so that we can become wise among people.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.